At this, a believer from among the relatives of Pharaoh, who had kept his faith hidden, said, "Will you kill a man merely because he says my Rabb is Allah, especially when he has brought you clear signs from your Rabb? If he is lying, may his lie be on his head. But if he is speaking the truth, then some of the dreadful things he is threatening you with may very well fall on you. Surely Allah does not guide the one who is a lying transgressor. O my people, you are the rulers and are dominant in the land today. But who will help us against the scourge of Allah should it befall us?" Pharaoh said, "I am pointing out to you only what I see, and I am guiding you only towards the right way." Then the person who was a true believer said, "O my people, in fact I fear for you the day of disaster like that befell the prior parties, such as the people of Noah, Ad, and Thamud, and those who came after them, and Allah does not intend to wrong his servants. And, O my people, I fear for you the day of calling, when you will turn your backs and flee, when there will be none to protect you from Allah. The one whom Allah lets go astray shall have none to guide him. Do you remember that a long time before this, Yusuf came to you with clear signs, but you always remained in doubt about concerning what he brought? And when he died, you said, 'After him, Allah will never send another Rasul.' Thus Allah lets go astray the ones who are in doubting transgressing, who dispute the revelations of Allah having no authority vouchsafed to them. Such an attitude is disgusting in the sight of Allah and of the believers. Thus Allah seals up the heart of every arrogant transgressor." After hearing this, Pharaoh said, "O Haman, build me a high tower that I may attain the means of success and access to the heavens so that I may see the God of Musa. I am convinced that he is lying." Thus, Pharaoh's evil deeds were made fair seeming to him, and he turned away from the right way. The schemes of Pharaoh led him to nothing but destruction.